Good morning. It is 16 minutes past 8. That song you just heard was Sometimes by Two Work for Toast, who
are in the studio. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How's it going?
It feels so fitting to have Two Work for Toast on the morning after. So thank you for coming in.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Right, it's like a whole breakfast now. This is great.
The first question, I'm sure you get this a lot, but why Two Work for Toast? Like, what inspired the name? What inspired the vibe?
Katie, you can answer this question, surely.
I was in the car with Hunter and Callum. And Callum just said something. I can't remember what the context was. He just said that something, like, he was, like, too woke for toast. And I feel like we were all just kind of like, oh!
That's a good band name.
And I feel like it kind of means, like... Like, the meaning I read into it, I feel like everyone can read what they want, but I sort of read into it, like, it's when you're, like, so woke, you're so self-aware, you're so just aware of the world's issues that you, like, you're just too woke for toast.
Yeah.
You know, like, you go to eat
you can't even have the bare necessities anymore because you're just, like, you're too, like, but what about the people in Yemen? And it's just, like, just eat the toast, man. Like, sometimes you can just have the toast. That's great.
Yeah.
That's a really cool name. I like that a lot. I also, obviously, Zorza is coming up there. Zorza and Magnets, will go through them one by one as you guys are performing at one and nominated for another. So first of all, Zorza is happening tomorrow. So soon. So exciting. What can people expect from a Two Work for Toast live show?
Well, we've got some new stuff coming along.
Nice.
We've got some fresh tracks.
Cool.
So that's going to be cool. We actually are hoping to finish a song that we might play tomorrow. We'll see how it goes.
That's what that
I'm not sure if that one's going
to remember the lyrics.
It's band practice right after this to get that song.
You know, that's the exciting part about it. And hopefully people will enjoy some new tracks that we bring along. We'll just have a laugh and have some fun, I think. It'll be
awesome.
Good. Yeah.
That's so exciting.
What do you think the future holds for Two Work for Toast? I know it's hard to say because, like, what will the future hold? We couldn't have predicted this year. But if you had to make predictions for Two Work for Toast, where are you guys headed?
I want a tour.
Yeah. We're also working on an EP release at the moment. We've got some stuff recorded and hopefully... sometime soon that will get done in the next month or two. We'll see how we get on.
We'll see.
Now that uni's finished, we might have a bit more time to work on
it. Yeah, that's fair. Speaking of uni, you guys are a university, I guess, band, so to speak. You all go there, so I guess I can use that. What's it like kind of developing like a band and a musical kind of style and sound in Christchurch and at, like, the university in particular, I suppose?
Did you all look at me? I don't know. I think I'm the only one in the band who hasn't actually been involved with the music school.
I mean, Callum hasn't.
Oh, true. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I thought he took a paper. This doesn't need to be worried. That's just debate about what we do. No, I think it's been... we sort of formed through TuneSock, University's music club.
Yeah.
And I think that's been really quite formative for me. I don't know about you guys, but it's definitely given me a lot of confidence.
Yeah, they've really got some cool opportunities and places for, like, you know, if you're just starting out or, you know, wanting to have a jam and stuff, there's heaps of ways that you can get your music out there and get some performance practice and whatnot.
Is and bias because you're both on exec.
When's clubs day? How much a sign up fee?
Only 10.
The shirts are really cool.
The shirts are really cool. Every year we have a different shirt and it's always really cool.
They are actually. I will say, whenever I'm going around, I'm always like, the TuneSock shirts are always kind of the best ones. So I'll agree with that.
But I also reckon we should shout out Darkroom because they've been awesome for us. Like, it's an awesome place to go. For, you know, if you're starting out a band and you just want to get out there and play some music, or you know, you're a bigger band and you still want to get out there and play some music, it's an awesome place. We love Darkroom.
Oh, I love Darkroom.
So we're actually playing there for Zorza.
You'll be in the Darkroom one. Nice, very cool.
Yes. Something I want to ask is your musical influences. You all say you came together having been apart, and so you must all, you know, come from a different musical perspective, I guess. And so, yeah. Tell me who you're listening to right now and who influences your tunes the most.
I think one of the most obvious ones for me is Courtney Barnett. I am a huge Courtney Barnett fan. Yeah, really inspired by her sort of like, yeah, focus on sort of, I don't know, lyrics and like sort of raw energy. Mm. So yeah, I like Courtney Barnett. The Beths are a massive influence for me as well.
For sure.
Yeah, those are probably my main two influences. What about you guys?
I've been listening to... I don't write any of the songs, so it's not really relevant. But I've been listening to a lot of Anderson .Paak.
Ooh, oh, yeah. Very nice.
For weeks on end. Just, oh.
It is relevant because it's Anderson .Paak, so well, it's just relevant in general, it's all relevant. The time. Yeah.
I just love all the local bands. Yeah, Run 77, love them a lot.
Come through.
Jeez,
come through with the Run 77.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Run 77, love Run 77.
Sorry, it's just unexpected. Go on.
But I just love anything, but hell particularly the local stuff. And it's being sort of around some other local bands, it's been really cool to be able to listen to them. And like Christchurch has got some cool music coming through. It's awesome.
Definitely.
Great segue because RGU 98.5 Magnets Radio Awards, indeed championing all of these fantastic musicians we have. Congratulations, first of all, is in check for sometimes. But I just want to quickly touch on, you know, the sense of community that Christchurch music and just the music scene in New Zealand, even as an extension, has. And whether you guys sense this and how you guys have experienced that, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, I think. I think, again, like, I would say that Tunesock and Darkroom are both, like, two entities that have been really big in formulating that for me.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, it's fantastic. There's so many people just getting themselves out there, and I think it really is a sense of community. And I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's great. No, that's good stuff.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line, exactly.
So the song Sometimes is the one nominated for your RDU Magnet in the Roundup category, which people can go to right now at rdu.org/magnets and vote. Was Sometimes the one you expected to be nominated? You know what I mean? Because it's always like... Everyone always has the song that they're like, oh, this is the best one. Mm. But then it seems like a lot of the time, the one you think is the best is not necessarily the one people latch on to as much for whatever reason. So was it a surprise, or were you like, yeah, that's a banger, it deserves it?
Well,
you know?
we actually didn't know what to expect. But what we do know is that it's the only song we have on
that's
sort
true.
Of a public domain.
Yeah.
So the rest of the songs will come sometime soon, but sometimes we just thought it would be a good one to chuck out first and to test the waters, I suppose. But
because
Katie,
we do really like Sometimes.
We love Sometimes. Yeah.
Good.
It's so much fun to play. And Katie, you can tell us about how you wrote it, surely.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I actually started, like, I kind of came up with the idea for Sometimes when I was 18, so that's 3 years ago in first year.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of, like, the tune came into my head. Mm. And I sort of picked up my guitar, tried playing it, and abandoned it straight away. I was like, that's shite. And then last year when I was finally in a band, and I kind of was like, should we try playing that again? And here we are. It kind of, you know, changed meanings and everything as it went on. And now I'm quite proud of it. We were discussing on the way in, actually, how sometimes, there's that line, there's that line about the laundry's piling up on the floor, and we were discussing on the way in about how sometimes it really just is like that. Sometimes the laundry does pile up on the floor, and it really...
Take a look at my room. It's piled up more than just the floor. It's just everywhere.
Yeah, I feel
that's
that.
Just the chaos of day-to-day life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Definitely. Well,
indeed. Thank you so much for coming into
go.
Studio 2.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have any final words for the RDU listeners this morning?
Vote.
Yeah,
we would
love you forever if you voted for our song.
Yeah.
And also come see us play. We love to see people have a boogie to our music. It's just, yeah, it's great.
We're playing at 7 p.m. at Darkroom tomorrow. We're up first. So if you've got your Zorza tickets and you're kind of like... Ooh,
when do I show up?
Yeah, you're like, might show up around 9 or whatever. No.
7 on the dot.
Darkroom.
On the dot.
At Darkroom.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.